Hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. It's the 9th of April 2026 and I hope you're well and having a great week so far. It's been a short week this week for many of us, but we are edging closer to the weekend and I'm really looking forward to the weekend as always. Now, for me, my weekend has started. I generally don't work on Fridays. Sometimes I might go in, but it's not something I really want to keep doing. But Fridays is one of my days off. I work a four-day week. I should just explain that, which is quite lovely, actually, because it gives me the opportunity to spend Sunday doing all my editing and everything. Now, because of that, I've got lots of plans, both in the kitchen garden here at home and down on the allotment. And these plans start tomorrow, in which I'm planning basically a really big sowing session. I'm going to get up and go out to the shed, and I have already got quite a list of seeds that I want to sow. These are going to be things like leeks, runner beans, French beans, bolotti beans, cabbages, kale, sweet corn, pumpkin, melons. And there'll be more than what I have listed. As soon as I open those boxes and see those seeds, I'm just going to go and sow loads and loads more. As well as a few other jobs, obviously, we're going to be potting up seedlings and getting them all ready and hardening them off, moving them around to give them more and more room. Now, another job that I'm going to be doing tomorrow is giving a chicken coop a really deep clean. Now, this is one of those jobs that always feels a bit daunting beforehand, but once it's done, it is incredibly satisfying, and I always believe it's better for the chickens. Chicken coops gets pretty dirty over the winter months, so as we're going into spring, what I like to do is clean out like I normally do on a weekly basis, take all the manure and all the wood shavings and all the straw out, and then we'll just hit it with a pressure washer and just really give it a really good clean, get rid of all the spider webs and everything else that might be building up in there, and then once it dries out, the chickens can then go back in there and have a very, very pleasant home to stay in. You know, it's going to be a busy one as always, but it's got to be done. And then of course there's the usual everyday garden tasks that just keep everything sitting, that ticking along. Now, Saturday is going to be an allotment day. Only after, though, I've got to go have a suit fitted for my sister's wedding in a few weeks. But once that's out of the way, I'm going to be heading down to the allotment, going to be planting potatoes, getting the shallots setting up my bean frames ready for my beans, planting out some brassicas, and then just working through the usual weekend jobs. I'm just hoping that the weather stays pleasant and gives us a good chance to crack on. Now, added to that, today I sowed the mustard from this month's seed pack. Now, I've sown mine in the veggie pod, which I find to be perfect for quick leafy crops. It's always fun to grow something that grows from seed to harvest in such a short time, and mustard is one of those. Now, to sow these, all I've done is I've gone to my veggie pod. I've recently replenished the compost in it, but I've just made a drill about a centimetre deep, half a centimetre deep, scattered in the seeds and then backfilled and watered. Germination in the veggie pod would probably be about a week, and then within 6 weeks they're probably big enough to harvest. Now, I just treat them like cut and come again salad leaves, so I just cut off some leaves as and when I need them, and then we'll go and eat them. And they are absolutely delicious, absolutely delicious. I feel like, as I'm talking about this, I've recently spoken about mustard, but I think it's because last week we had some fresh mustard that I've been growing over the winter for our dinner, and I think I mentioned that when I was talking about the seeds that we're sending out. But they are really simple to grow. But what you can also do, as I mentioned in the newsletter, is let them go to seed, harvest some of those mustard seeds, which, of course, you could save to grow your own mustard again. But you could also turn that into mustard powder by grounding it down in a pestle and mortar. Or then you can take those mustard seeds, ground it down, and make your own whole grain mustard sauce and things like that. It's a fantastic crop because you can get two crops from one thing. As always, please do let me know how you get on. Now, added to that, if you are looking for a few ideas of what you could be doing this weekend on your own plots, then I do have some suggestions for you. Certainly time to start sowing some of your tender crops if you haven't done so already. It's certainly something, as already mentioned, I'm going to be doing a lot of tomorrow. Of course, potting on any seedlings that are getting a little bit cramped need a bit more room, bigger pots and so on. Again, this is another thing that I'm going to be doing tomorrow, and it is pretty much something that I'm doing every day these days. Of course, preparing the beds for planting is going to be a good, important job. Quick weed and a good mulch can go a long way. And I've always said, if you keep on top of the weeding, it takes less and less time. So a quick weed every single day keeps the garden in a good way. Oh, that rhymes. I've just come up with that as I was talking to you there. Now, if you've got any trees or any plants that are growing up, any supports, give good chance. Just give them a check. Make sure they are growing or supported quite well. They're tied in and they're really going to support any plants that grow up them. And then I've already mentioned I'm giving the chickens a good spring clean, so it might be a good opportunity, if you have chickens or any poultry or anything like that, to give them a good clean. Now, one of the things I'm just thinking of is when we used to keep quail. I've mentioned chickens, but we used to keep quail, and they were a fantastic pet to have in the garden, and we got the eggs. They were really good, lovely eggs. We decided not to keep quail after a while because we just felt like we weren't giving the quail a big enough room. But I recently have been thinking about getting quail again, but actually incorporating them into the garden. Now, unfortunately, quail, very small bird, they produce small eggs, and you can't release them to the wild. So they do have to be, and unlike chickens that can free range, they do have to be in some sort of protection. But what I've recently heard of is people using quail, putting them in like a fruit cage type thing and letting them keep the pests down in your fruits, in your fruit garden. And I have been thinking a lot about doing this lately. I'm not sure how we're going to do it or if my wife would let me do it, but it's certainly something I think is a lot of fun. I have to admit, when we did keep quail, they were a lot of fun to watch. They would run around their run like billy-o, and it was fascinating to see. A bit like the chickens, but these were almost like dogs. You know how dogs like to play? Quail were very, very similar. Other than that, the other thing I would like to keep is ducks, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Anyway, that is it from me today. A little bit of thought processing at the end there. Whatever you get up to, I hope you have a fantastic weekend in the garden, and I will be back on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast. So until then, please take care.